if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
It's no bigger than an inch and a quarter in any direction, so we think it has a lot of appeal to kids to use this fun, cute little robot that basically does what you tell it to.
Some kids are underprivileged kids. They'll never have acceptance to this, so we're working with those groups, and Ozobots will train them very quickly in a fun way on programming and coding.
On site at the recent 2015 International CES in Las Vegas was an award-winning entry that might just possibly have been one of the smallest items to capture the imagination of the attendees. Ozobot Digital Marketing Manager Sean DeGroot explained. Sean, tell me about what we have here. What is this?
Well, basically, this is Ozobot, the world's tiniest programmable robot, is like how we like to describe it. It's designed to teach coding, logical reasoning, and programming. And while we think it has an appeal to the tech crowd, we're much more focused on early education. We recently participated in the Hour of Code, which was a couple weeks ago. We have structured lesson plans around STREAM and STEM education. And the way it works is it has color sensors on the bottom. So not only can it read and follow lines, but it interprets colors as language. So different combinations of green, blue, and red will tell it to do different things. Something as simple from a left to a right turn to a zigzag, tornado, little moonwalk move. And there's a lot of applications for it. We have 5 free apps for it available right now where you can really explore the color language and how it works and how it operates. Something we're really excited about is the fact that it works on digital and physical surfaces. Over there we have our what we call a hybrid surface where it can actually transverse from a tablet to a piece of paper and back to the tablet, which is really cool.
I love that. Now suppose that a teacher listening wants to get Ozobot in her classroom. She gets it, she brings it in. Tell me about some of the lessons she can plan from there.
So basically on our website we have structured lesson plans, and a basic way it works is you give an Ozobot a start point and an end point, and you have a certain amount of codes to get to the end point, and only the right combination gets them to the end point. So it's teaching kids, okay, if I take this step, this is the next step that needs to follow. This is what needs to happen next. And what we're really excited about is the next iteration of Ozobot, which is Ozobot Bit, which will interface with Google's Blockly language. And basically you can use a simple drag and drop editor that we're creating that interfaces with Blockly. You upload to Ozobot through a series of flashcodes, and then you see something that's purely digital, a program come to life physically in front of your eyes. So we think it has a lot of appeal to kids to take something that's somewhat abstract at times as far as coding and programming goes, and use this fun, cute little robot that basically does what you tell it to.
When you say fun, cute little robot, this is about the size of what we say, it's about half the size of a pillbox.
It's about a quarter. It's no bigger than an inch and a quarter in any direction, but there's a lot of power packed into such a small space. Ozobot actually has little skins on it, but if you remove the skin, you can kind of see all the hardware under the hood, so to speak. And there is a lot going on. I wish I had a better technical understanding of it, but I know that there's a lot going on that I perhaps might not always understand, but you can see how it reacts and what it does.
Tell me the story behind Ozobot. How did that first get started?
Well, Ozobot was created by Nader Hamda, our CEO, which is just over there, and our chief technology officer, Armin. They had this idea for, line-following robots are technically nothing new. They've been out for years. But the thing is, they discovered a way to kind of, like as I mentioned, turn color into a language to Ozobot. So it opened broad doors to what it could do. And like I said, we originally started off as kind of being focused on that techie group, but then quickly realized that there's tons of educational value to this product. And as we shift gears, we've noticed kind of the interest from the education community kind of perking up. As I mentioned, we took part in the Hour of Code, and it was immensely successful. We partnered with the local Boys and Girls Club of America and brought the bot into the classroom and had our instructors there, and the kids absolutely loved it. And the idea is to present something that's fun and social and interactive, but also has that educational content to it at the same time.
What was one of your absolute favorite reactions you saw from any of your young clients at the Boys and Girls Club?
I mean, just seeing the kids with the jaws open, kind of staring, like not believing the fact that I was actually going to do what they told it to, I think kids on some level kind of doubt the ability of the robot, but to see their reaction when it's like they're following their lines precisely for the way they draw it, or to watch them react to they place a turbo code onto a line and watch Ozobot speed up and jump down the line, like those kind of reactions are fantastic. And the applications for it are only getting started, but we're very proud of the current version of Ozobot. It's only the beginning for us. We've got grand plans for the next couple years, and we're very excited to show the community what it can do. And, we're very proud of the fact of the interest we've drawn up already. But like I said, we're only scratching the surface, and we're excited for the future.
Give me some dates. Would you, when will this be available? Yeah. When's the new version?
The current Ozobot is currently available. It's $50 and available on Amazon, Brookstone.com, and our own web store, which is on Ozobot.com. In February, we're actually going to be available in retail locations of Brookstone, so that's very exciting for us. And Ozobot Bit will be available June 1st for the same price point of $50.
Sean, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And a day later, there was the opportunity to see Ozobot in action. Ozobot Vice President of Business Development and Sales, David Sassano, offered a demonstration. We're looking at three very cool miniature robots here in front of us. What are they doing?
So Ozobot has the capability to memorize 500 different moves. It learns through optical sensors in its base. Right now we're demoing its ability to accept a program. It took Ozobot's demo of Ozo Cha-Cha-Cha, and we're now going to show you how it executes the program that we created before. So it's actually dancing to Ozo Cha-Cha-Cha. The music will play. It doesn't have to be on the surface, but you can see that it will execute these moves, and then it gives you the physical digital combination that we feel is ideal to make learn and play fun. So that's really the goal of Ozobot, is to get kids of all ages introduced into coding, programming, via fun, creative, interactive play. Ozo Groove is our solution to that.
And this is a blast. I wish you would describe for me what these are, because we have three different Ozobots. Not one of them is like either of the others.
So what we've done is, on Ozobot, we have a robot that's roughly a size of a golf ball. And then on top of the Ozobot, we have skins. The skin could be what comes out of the box, or we are going to have a creative kit that people can create their own skins. What we're showing here is some funky hair designs, which is the Rastafarian and the kamikaze hair. But anybody can create these. Our goal is to offer that as a package, and it'll be more of a creative style product.
I love the Rastafarian. We've got red, white, and blue glitter throughout the dreads.
Yep. I mean, that's just one of them. But that gives an example of how we're thinking. We're giving tools to empower kids to create and learn sequential programming. But then we layer in fun, interesting products like the skin that's customizable, playing it to the music that's in your music library, and then giving you the power to create your own dance moves, save them, upload them to a community, and then share them.
How do you share these?
So you can create a dance, save it, and then upload it to our website, to the community. We have a learn section, we have a game zone. The learn section is where you could download teacher learning guides, so you could have classes, after school, STEM programs with core initiatives. We're right now working with the Boy Scouts and the Boys Clubs of America, where they are doing after school STEM programs. So we've created curriculums for these volunteers, mostly to teach kids after school and get them hooked on coding. Some kids are underprivileged kids, they'll never have acceptance to this. So we're working with those groups, as well as charter schools who have plenty of money to have tablets to every kid. And Ozobots will train them very quickly in a fun way on programming and coding.
This is so cool. What's been one of the most fun things that you have had a chance to do with Ozobot?
Well, I was here from the beginning. We launched Ozobot last year at CES. And what I saw was the growth of the product from an idea of a simple line-following robot to a robot that's approaching fully programmable and giving the user the power to create their own dances, their own moves. And when I've seen people that know a lot about computer science understand and see what we're doing, when I see their eyes open up and they go, that's incredible that you're able to do that for $49.99 on a product that's no bigger than a golf ball, they say you should be charging more. I like that because I'm head of sales and business development. So yeah, it's exciting to see that.
And finally, David, what would you most like people to get from you and your experience with Ozobot about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
I think the main thing is that now we're giving children of all ages the ability to access college-level robotics, college-level programming. Because before, you'd have many, many shots on this type of product. You would create and build a robot, which was very cool. I loved it as a kid. I was an engineer. I loved it. But you'd build the product, and it would turn into this mechanism, this mass that you couldn't program very well, and you didn't teach you anything about programming. Still cool to build it, but we say we're not going to let you build the robot. We're going to let you build the program. We're going to empower you with programming, because that's the life skill that's going to take you somewhere.
I lied. I do have one more question if you have time for it. Tell me about the first robot that you built as a kid.
Oh, wow. I think it was just purely an erector set. You know, it was just screws. The name of the product, I remember it very clearly, was called Capsella. And it was bubbles with gears and motors, and you'd attach them together. And in essence, it would just move, and you could create a propeller and put it in the water. And it just kind of became a glorified remote control. And that's what a lot of the products are now. They're fun. I love them. But we're saying we're going to open up a world of programming, not remote control.
David, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to David Sassano and Deshaun DeGroote of Ozobot. David is Vice President of Business Development and Sales, while Sean is Ozobot's Digital Marketing Manager. If you'd like to know more about Ozobot, the world's smallest programmable robot, and to find out more about their free lesson downloads and free apps, their website is ozobot.com. That's ozobot.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.